Good morning, dear friends. I think you were supposed to sing today, but Esther's not feeling well, so in a moment, we'll pray for Esther. So, today, we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to talk about Jesus and his love for you. In our text today, Jesus tells the city of Jerusalem he's lamenting, he's very sorrowful, he's very sad, because he knows that the people in Jerusalem are going to reject him. And he says that he desires to gather them under his wings as a hen will gather her little chicks. But I have a picture, not of a chicken, I have a picture of something else. Anyone know what this is?
A hippo.
A hippo, very good. But what else is there? There's the big hippo and the baby hippo. There's a baby hippo. Why would I show you a picture of a hippo and not a chicken? Anyone know?
Because,
okay, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. Caden?
Hippos
is a mammal, that's true. But you know, the reason why I have a picture of a mammal, of a hippo, is that they are very, very, very protective of their babies. Even to the point that a hippo will attack anything or anyone who comes even near the baby or even near her. They are very, very protective. I know that your moms and dads are very protective of you. But you know, Jesus is also very protective of you. He doesn't want any of us to leave the church. He wants to gather us under his wing. He wants to keep us safe, and he wants to feed us. He wants to nourish us. How does Jesus do all of this? How does Jesus take care of us? Owen? He does this because he's Jesus. He loves us. Well, that's true. Yeah, she protects the baby from crocodiles. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But how does Jesus protect us? Very good. Owen? He loves us. What gifts does Jesus give to the church to show us that he loves us? He died on the cross. He showed us that he loved us at the cross. You were going to say, Cale? Holy Communion, is that what you're going to say? Very good. He also gives us something very important also. What's that over there? Caden?
Faith.
Faith in our baptism. See, Jesus provides everything that we need, and therefore he does gather us under his wing and he protects us. He protects us by giving us the word, by giving us the sacraments, the Lord's body and blood, you know, the sacrament of the altar, the Lord's Supper. He gives us baptism. He proclaims to us the law and the gospel. He tells us that we are sinners. And in our sins, we repent of our sins. And then Jesus does something very important when we confess our sins. What does he do? He starts with an F. He forgives us. Just like mom and dad forgives you when you do something wrong. Although I know none of you do anything wrong, do you? How many of you do nothing ever wrong? Any of you ever do anything wrong? Well, good. Everyone's got their hand. That's good. Because it's true. But even when we make mistakes, we confess to mom and dad just like we confess to Jesus, and they always forgive us because of their great love for us. Just like the mother hippo loves her baby so much that she'll fight and die. Jesus did the same thing. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us. So therefore, that's why we worship Jesus, because he is the Savior. So therefore, let's fold our hands. And let's close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks that you have gathered us into your church, that you have gathered us under your wing. And here, O Lord, you take care of us. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will continue to take care of us. And we wait for that glorious day when you will come for us. Lord Jesus, we also pray this day that you will be with Esther, that you will strengthen her and help her, O Lord, through her ailment. That you, O Lord, that you will touch her with your healing finger and make her whole again. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.